Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Said the Democrats have asked us to carry out a coup. They've actually got a group actively trying to prepare it, saying that if Trump contests the election, which Hillary says she will, Biden's her puppet, that Trump needs to be struck by the military because he's an enemy agent working with Russians. They're back to that again. Oh, yeah, right. Trump's with the Russians. Sure. Anyways. I'm only laughing because this has been a long, hard fight, and with the COVID hoax being exposed, and I just, at a spiritual level, I feel victory right now. And this is a build-up to train humanity for the big push against AI, and our power is going to become so great with the science God's given us that we're going to have some bigger obstacles to come, but I mean, maybe two big humps? Like, we've already climbed one mountain, you get to the top, you see a bigger mountain, and a bigger mountain. I'd say about two more humps. I don't know if it takes 20 years, 100 years, but I mean, humanity's going straight up. And people read the Bible and the church teaches, oh, we're going to, the Antichrist will wage war on the saints and overcome them. That's in one big battle. And then he gets like maybe a year to run around slaughtering everybody. Who deserves it? Bunch of Satanists. I mean, the devil's going to start just wiping out all his minions and then get his ass fried. And when you study Gates and these Luciferians, man, they're getting directives from this off-world crap. When I say off-world, it didn't come from this world. Not of this world, but the God of this world, little g. And so, yeah, it's super heavy. It's super real. None of them are atheists. None of them. They admit that now. Let's go to Greg Reese's report, and we'll be right back.
Mainstream media is reporting that the most senior officer in the U.S. Armed Forces says there is no role for the military in the 2020 presidential election. The article reveals that General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was responding to questions submitted by two members of Congress, Elisa Slotkin of Michigan and Mickey Sherrill of New Jersey, who were apparently recruiting the general's support for a military coup. These two were amongst the first to call for the impeachment of the president last year for investigating Joe Biden's ties to the Ukraine. In a Washington Post op-ed, seven freshman Democrats, all former military and intelligence operatives, claimed to be a group of unified U.S. patriots sworn to save America from Donald Trump. Abigail Spanberger and Elisa Slotkin were featured in headlines 3 years ago. Ex-CIA officers running for Congress as Democrats. The article cited the unfounded Russia hoax as the inspiration for these so-called patriotic CIA operatives to run for office. NBC wrote that these CIA agents were fed up with the president and their new mission was to foil Trump. The move by the CIA to run agents in the 2018 elections came almost immediately after the president ordered devastating bombings of Afghanistan heroin operations, an operation that many believe was run by the CIA. This is not surprising. The CIA has been involved in the international opium market since their inception in 1947, when agency operatives worked with the Italian mafia and used heroin profits as CIA funding. Slotkin and Sherrill were not the first to request the U.S. military's assistance in their coup d'etat against President Trump. On August 11th, a lifetime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with a former lieutenant colonel of the Army, wrote an open letter to General Milley. Like out of a Philip K. Dick novel, they predicted that Trump was mobilizing a secret army and threatened that General Milley would be guilty of treason if he would not help them remove the president from office. The publication of General Milley's response to these CIA operatives is a sign of the American deep state's weakness. They appear to be desperate for information.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once
again. We've got it done.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war. In 1816, the gold standard, an economic unit of account based on a fixed quantity of gold, was officially adopted, and the world reserve currency became the British pound sterling. In 1914, after World War I, nations attempted to revive the gold standard, but it collapsed during the Great Depression. Also in 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank, a private company, was born. After Britain was devastated by World War II, they were no longer a superpower, and so the global reserve currency needed to be reset. In 1944, at the Bretton Woods Conference, the U.S. dollar became the new global reserve currency. This established America as the dominant power in the world economy, giving America the sole ability to print dollars. The rest of the world would need to trade their own currency against the U.S. dollar in order to balance exchange rates, keeping the international economy vibrant and fluid. But by the 1960s, the United States had printed more USD than their gold reserves could cover. And by 1970, a growing American trade deficit was undermining the value of the dollar. On August 15, 1971, President Richard Nixon brought an end to the gold standard. Federal Reserve notes, a fiat currency backed by debt rather than gold, became the new standard. This is basically no different than an IOU. As one would expect, right after President Nixon gave his speech, inflation began to rise and America's biggest export became debt. The creation of the petrodollar gave the U.S. even more sway over world economies, and today the international debt has become untenable. And many are saying another global currency reset is needed. Historically, the gold standard has been the most stable economy we have known, but gold can be manipulated and disruptive as well. Some are suggesting that cryptocurrency could be the solution. Crypto is run by an algorithm and can be designed to meet specific needs. The global currency needs to have fluid supply, and the limited gold supply failed to keep up with economic growth. A sovereign-free, algorithm-based alternative could potentially be more stable. China is almost ready to launch their own cryptocurrency, DCEP, short for Digital Currency Electronic Payments. DCEP is government-controlled and fully centralized. So far, it appears to be a digital version of fiat paper money. The Federal Reserve Bank is developing their own crypto called FedCoin. The coronavirus pandemic seems to be the perfect storm for a global currency reset. The amount of money printing involved in holding up failing economies as quarantines and shutdowns take place will be unprecedented. And all this does is weaken the U.S. dollar even more. And when the U.S. dollar falls, it will be replaced by something. The question is, which way will it go? This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com.
Thank you.
father of the Rothschild banking cartel, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws." In a recent Bloomberg article, "The Fed's Cure Risks Being Worse Than the Disease," Jim Bianco explains what is now happening with the Federal Reserve Bank in their response to the coronavirus. He writes, "This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump." Did President Trump just nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank? On June 4th, 1963, President John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 1111-0, which many believe was an effort to transfer power from the Federal Reserve Bank to the United States Department of the Treasury by replacing Federal Reserve notes with silver certificates, thereby taking the power away from the international banking cartels. Less than 6 months later, President Kennedy was assassinated, and his move against the Fed was reversed. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln printed $400 million worth of greenbacks, a debt-free, interest-free money, independent of international bank control. In response, the London Times wrote that if that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in the North American Republic, should become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of the civilized governments of the world. The brains and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. The bankers were not willing to lose power, and the Bank of England went on to fund the Confederacy. Weeks prior to Lincoln's assassination...
I'm glad we're airing this piece, and we're just living in such incredibly historic times, and they're putting all this negative stimulus out there to try to make us kill each other, try to make us negative, and to try to make us fight with each other. And we just can't let people do that, including myself, because I'm always an honest person about things, and if I could tell you the stuff that's going on behind the scenes and then the mental things I've done to not care, the problem is once you go past that point, it's not just that you don't care. They're trying to destroy you and trying to kill you. You get to where you like it. And then there's a problem when you sit here and you look at what they're doing constantly that you flip out on things that don't matter. And I guess they call that PTSD or whatever. It's kind of like the joke with Walter Sobchak in The Big Lebowski. Like, big stuff doesn't get you upset, but little stuff gets him upset. And I know we're all going through this. Record amounts of family violence, record amounts of murders, record amounts of suicide. And I just want all the listeners to just give it to God, take a deep breath, and just be positive. Because it's completely normal when you're going through cult programming like this and being lied to like this to be pissed. And we just have to give it to God and not feel like we're doing a bad job. Because I'm constantly feeling like I'm not doing enough of a good job. Because I always talk about myself, so you know why I'm like this. My brain sees this, knows their next move, knows the next move. And then when you try to articulate something like that, with all the stimuli going on, it's very hard. But let me just say this. God is in control. Amazingly positive things are happening, and InfoWars was made for this and born for this, and the listeners and the affiliates and the sponsors and the crew and everybody are just as important as my loud mouth is up here covering all this. But it is all happening now, and there is an attempted forced evolution taking place against humanity that's extremely evil. Now, I was going to air those two pieces, and I just aired part of one and the rest of another, at the start of the fourth hour that I'm taking over today. So we're going to air something very, very special that I was sent by one of the crew this morning and that I took some time out to watch and that we're going to be premiering here on this show in the fourth hour today. But it deals as an intro with what Greg Reese talked about back in March 15th and March 29th of this year, the perfect storm for global currency reset, war with international banking cartel, or NACERA. And that is actually the two competing programs. So we're going to explain this and really define who's who and what's happening coming up in the fourth hour today. I'm going to now stop preaching, and I'm going to get focused. And when we come back, we're going to hit just incredible news on the deep state war that's going on and the civil war they're trying to launch and the fact that it's backfiring on them spectacularly and what Trump is up to and so much more. But let's all just take a deep breath and just not let the globalists push us into a fight, because that's what they're trying to do, is punch the buttons to get us into a fight mode and to get us destabilized. We need to be in that very calm, focused, frosty place.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, as of 30 minutes ago, it may have updated now. If you type into Google or Bing or any of the mainline search engines, Portland shooting, you get police don't know if it was political. Actually, police have a suspect. They have a person seen following the vehicles. They have the same looking person at the scene. They have witnesses. They have it all, but they're just saying, oh, they don't know if it's political. You know, the New York Times came out on Saturday and said that it was Antifa shot by a right-wing Nazi. And see, all they do is call you a Nazi, and then they kill you. We have the founder of the Patriot Paragroup, Joey Gibson, joining us with Gabe Bishop's friend, Chandler Pappas, who was there right next to him in the video when the man shoots him twice in the chest and then runs away. And they said, oh, we got a Trumper. There he is. Pull it out. There he is. Pull it out. Bam, bam. Twice in the chest. Died minutes later lying there on the concrete. But the reason this is so important is in Kenosha, they were chasing somebody down saying, we're going to kill you. They had guns. Now we're learning not just one guy, but it looks like two had guns. They had huge criminal records, convicted pedophiles, convicted burglars, convicted, you know, wife, woman beaters, and huge rap sheets. And they're chasing him down. We're going to kill you. And they say on Facebook, my only regret is I didn't kill him. And that's what the lawyers for Rittenhouse are coming out. And they're saying, look, he's going to have his charges dropped. He didn't do any of this. As the evidence mounts that he was a community volunteer helping as a lifeguard, helping get rid of graffiti. He was out there providing security for homes and businesses that were being torched. But with all this going on, we have total gaslighting happening. Blaming left-wing violence, rioting on Trump is bizarrely ludicrous. Biden emerges from basement, sees violence, and makes the unbelievable statement that the deadly violence we saw overnight in Portland is unacceptable. Shooting in the streets of a great nation, city is unacceptable. I condemn the violence unequivocally. I condemn violence of every kind by anyone, whether or not they're left or right, Biden said, even though Kamala Harris, his partner, has praised Antifa and all the rest of it. But let's hear from the friend of murdered Trump supporter speaking out before he joins us next hour. Jay Bishop's friend, Chandler Pappas, here it is.
It escalated to the point that they executed my partner. They hunted him down. They hunted us down. They recognized our Patriot Prayer hats. For anybody who doesn't know Patriot Prayer, Joey Gibson, the Citizens Advocate for Man, they support him, Christian conservative. So they identified our hats. We've got a couple of them right here. We've got a couple of them right here. Pull it out. Pull it out. And that's what they said. That's what they said. I turned around. It didn't even register that somebody was pointing a gun at us until the shots went off and took off running.
The shooter took off running.
And, it takes a second for you to process everything that happened. You know, did he just shoot at me? Okay. I'm okay. Turn over, and Jay's dead. Because he believes something different than that. Jay's not a racist. He's not a xenophobe or whatever label. He's not an ist or an ism. He's an independent man. He's a good man. But he didn't do anything to earn a bullet in the chest.
If you could ask anything right now, Donald Trump, what would it be?
Send troops. Send troops. Arrest these. Portland is as corrupt as any place you've ever seen, any place you've ever heard about in the movies. I have a friend sitting right behind me here who's is being charged currently with a felony riot while the DA is letting all these actual rioters out on the street. He was just out there waving an American flag. It's been charges pending for, 2 years? But somebody who's throwing explosive devices at the police, somebody when I went to the hospital and I
I met a Homeland Security officer who was there because his buddy had caught a mortar round in the chest and burned right through his uniform. He got third-degree burns all over his torso. Those people are being let go. Well, Christians and conservatives and anybody who is...
This being locked up. Full video at newswars.com and infowars.com. They hunted him down, says friend of slain Jay Bishop. And that's what they do. They charge you with rioting for having an American flag. And they say, we're stirring up trouble when people that live there go out and say, we deserve free speech. Absolutely disgusting. These are communists. But you notice he said, well, he wasn't a racist. He deserved to die. So what if he was a racist? Black racist, white racist. They don't deserve to die. These are white political operatives paid for by Soros and Alexander Soros on record trying to stir up a war in America and a cover to overthrow the president and destroy the dollar and end America so globalists can come in and buy up America for pennies on the dollar. That's the admitted plan. And mainstream media and a lot of other people all over YouTube, all over Facebook are saying the dollar's dead. America's over. When our currency is way less devalued than the Chinese or the EU currency. Why would people say that? Of course it's fiat. Of course it's overblown. Nothing compared to them. It's like saying this guy's 60 years old and overweight. His heart's bad. What about some 90-year-old dude? His heart's a lot worse. That's China's. They're doing it to bring us down. To conquer us. And they've got all these followers and all this scum that believe mainstream media. The same type of folks that, you know, are obsessed with get-rich-quick schemes or lottery tickets. And I'll put you out if you like lottery tickets. But, you know, people that really believe they're going to win or Nigerian scams. And they're just buying in. The left's going to give them the power. The left's going to empower. They just go out and beat some people, shoot some people, run some folks down. And now, like gangland, they were attacking and burning down houses and businesses. And somebody fired back at them when they were attacking them. And, oh, now we got to go out randomly like a gang, Crips and Bloods, kill somebody on their side. And it's a guy with an American flag. And now the media is trying to cover that up and say, oh, we don't know if it was political. We don't know what happened. That's who these people fundamentally are. But you hear Chandler Pappas, a nice guy, but almost with like the Stockholm Syndrome, like, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't a racist. He wasn't a bad guy. He didn't deserve to die. No, he didn't deserve to die. Scum has been trained to kill innocent people and to attack men, women, and children. And, you know, those mortar rounds, people every year with those fireworks, the ones you hand light and drop into the deal, and I'm not for banning them, but you better be careful with them. That's why I buy the bigger boxes that you light it and they all shoot and you can get away from them. People blow their arms off, their hands off all the time with those. You can kill somebody with one of those. Those are explosives. That's what they shoot at the police. But when they kill a cop or wound one, you never hear their name. You always hear the name of the people running around starting the fights if something happens to them. And if you look at the type of just trash, glow-in-the-dark type folks, what my dad calls them, these are just empty virtue-signaling garbage. And that's what you expect. That's what comes out of the rear end of Soros. That's what Soros and his demon son Alexander crap on us all day long. Now, when we come back, we've got more on this and where it's going next than Elon Musk and his brain chip. Stay with us. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations, successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trying to crash it, what's going to happen the next 3 days, in my view, how we counter it. But last night, I'm sitting there with Jason Jones, and I saw Jason Jones, you know, 4 or 5 months ago when they had fake COVID testing centers. He went and discovered they were fake and that the hospitals were empty and it was all made up. And back then, it was like, is he accurate? Later turned out it was all true. But then when I looked at his bio, I'm like, this guy's won international top awards. I mean, he's got big movies with top movie stars in them. This is a big guy, especially in Hawaii and California. I mean, I even knew who he was. He got arrested, too, out protesting, trying to open stuff up a few months ago. He left Hawaii to come to Texas. He's an Army veteran, a patriot. And he's in here yesterday talking calmly about being in the Army. And now in their unit, a bunch of people got sick and had to be medically discharged, and one person died. And everyone I know that's been in the military a long time, active duty, knows members of their units that died after vaccines. Now think about that. I was down at Fort Sam Houston one time, and these Army guys were giving me a tour. They said, yeah, here's where they gave 20 guys shots, and three of them died in a test. They don't just give poor black folks stuff and kill them with tests. And it's not the whole military. It's all compartmentalization to see who follow orders. And then here's Jason Jones. I'm talking about vaccines killing people. And he just goes, oh, yeah, one of the guys in my unit died when they gave us a shot in Japan. And I just remember all the military people I've talked to, officers, non-enlisted, commissioned, non-commissioned, about people they know that died taking vaccines. And it's on record. They have liable protection. And now Gates is like, oh, this new vaccine, 20% go to the hospital, some die. And then I'm reading about people in the trials dying. And then Google will bring the articles down, even though it's local news. This person, valiantly, 25-year-old woman, healthy, took the COVID vaccine and died. Services are this Wednesday. And then it's taken off Google. Just like they're taking off that the feds are busting huge child kidnapping rings everywhere. And they will delist that off Google. So, I mean, the people running big tech, man, are protecting pedophiles, covering up vaccine damage, and they're just criminal scum. And I'm not just singling out Google, but these are bad people. We should have known when Google said their motto was don't be evil. Imagine if my logo was like, I'm not evil. You'd be like, why are you telling me that? You know what? I am evil. I'm very evil. I'm a very evil person, a very fallen person. I have great knowledge of evil. It's disgusting. But I don't follow it. I follow God. So I'm 40% satanic, 60% Christian, but I'm carrying out the Christian operations. But I don't sit here and tell you, oh, I'm not evil. I'm really good. I'd be a liar. I don't carry out evil, but, I mean, I've got full knowledge of it and then some, like anybody else does. And so I was just thinking about this morning about, and last night, it was very haunting. I had like a nightmare about it last night. And it was like Jason Jones, they're talking on the air. I had a nightmare like 3 a.m. Like, because the nightmare like went on and on. I'm just going, and then the member of my unit died. It was just like how we just accept how many military people I was remembering over the years. My uncle and all these people that said, yeah, they'd line us up, give us shots. We'd get super sick. They were testing on them. We know that. Experimental stuff. And then there's two people working in this office. They get mad when I talk about it. Who had their children die from vaccines. And they didn't even deny it. And the amount of abuse we've put up with this pisses me off. And then Roger Stone came on, the new Owen Schroyer show, Sunday Live, that comes on right after me at 6 p.m. Best Roger Stone interview ever. He didn't get into Russiagate and all that. He got into handicapping the election, the polls, all of it. That was really good. That's a Mandot video, but I'm digressing. There it is. Roger Stone's back in the game. He has powerful election analysis. But how you guys even knew about that? This crew is so good. They're almost like psychic. They just pull it up before I even think of it. So that's coming up. And then we've got the guys coming on. I hate to even talk about it, but the guy's a hero. Just out exercises First Amendment in the face of terrorists and got killed. Jay Bishop. Got admiring. You know, I'm sad when I see his face, but I'm kind of proud. You know, I'm not glad he's dead, but we got the good people, folks. They got the bad people. And he was out there doing exactly what he wanted to do. He was out there standing up to evil, lovingly telling the truth for our freedom in the face of that scum, and he was murdered by a demon. But he's in God's hands now. Here's Jason Jones laying it out.
I was flying from New York to D.C., and the guy sitting next to me, we started talking. I'm like, what do you do? He goes, I develop vaccines. I said, you're not going to like me. I'm an anti-vaxxer. He said, well, I developed the swine flu vaccine, and I am now an anti-vaxxer, too. I'm going to testify before Congress.
Beautiful.
Because the vaccine I created is killing people. he showed me some videos, which you can see on Google and YouTube. I think they're still there. If you look up swine flu vaccine side effects, there's one of where one of the side effects is you can only talk while jogging or walking backwards. It sounds like I'm making this up. You hear it, you laugh. It's true. Google, YouTube it.
But when it destroys parts of your brain.
When I was in the military, we had to get the Japanese encephalitis vaccine, which was experimental. In my unit, somebody died. Several people were chaptered out because the side effects were so severe. And the rest of our unit got a letter saying, don't ever donate blood or bone marrow.
But yeah, and they're like, oh, there's no side effects. Everything's fine.
That's what
we have a crew member who had to wear a mask for 3 months after they got a shot to go to Vietnam. And it literally, they said, don't ever take a shot again. It'll kill you. It causes an autoimmune response.
So they have something they have not.
I mean, they know yet. This is going on. And then we're like, hey, watch. Like, oh, you're crazy. You know this is going on.
They're telling us it's safe. And they haven't even made it. They haven't tested it. It's not, it doesn't exist. How can you say it's safe? I saw something.
Exactly. They're already talking about making it mandatory. And it's already putting 20% of people to take it in the hospital in test.
The woman they made a hero out of in the UK, they said, you know, she was this great. She's, you know what? She was a beautiful, noble person who wanted to give service to her community, trusted everybody. And was the first person to get in the UK to get the vaccine trials. What happened to her? She died. So
I forgot about that. And there was an article, the guy they had on CNN, who was the healthy model guy, I forget his name. He almost died. He got paralyzed.
And these are good people who believe everything they're being
they're
told.
They're stepping up.
They trust Bill Gates. How can you not
but
trust
that's
Bill
what
Gates?
Worries me. We're about to go to break. Final segment before Owen takes over. Why are they admitting it's killing people? They didn't used to admit that. I think they know they can't cover it up now. So they're just like, okay, it might hurt you really bad, but no big deal.
Well, and these debates, specifically the televised debates, ever since they began, have become so instrumental in people deciding who they vote for. Everybody knows that. That's why they become such a big thing. And, you know, with the makeup and the lights, when you talk about the history, but... Has there ever been a candidate, Roger? I mean, you've been studying politics for more than I've been alive, not to age you, it's just your wisdom. Has there ever been a candidate that hasn't interviewed for the job of president? Has there ever been a candidate
By the
that
way,
literally
I'm gonna
doesn't
play
do
this Roger Stone clip when we come back? And watching me last night, the amount I interrupt is very obnoxious, and I apologize. I'm not interrupting because I want to be the center of attention. Everything he's saying is true, so I get excited when we're talking about the murdering people, so I just start hopping up and down like a wild man. But everybody knows I've gotten better about not interrupting. I've gotten 80% better. My God, I'm still bad about it. I'm going to shut up. But just hearing about all that makes me sick. We've got to expose this. These aren't vaccines, folks. They're soft kill weapons from the deep state.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is such a good song when you're going about 170 miles an hour. Turbo Lover, baby. You won't hear me, but you'll feel me.
You won't hear me.
I've got plenty to cover here. I'm not trying to fill up the show ahead of Joey Gibson and Best Buddy Chandler Pappas, the kid bishop that was executed Saturday night in Portland. The media is still covering up what happened there. But I was watching the show last night after I went off at 6 p.m., and it was just first rate. We're now 7 days a week doing live election countdown. Saturdays, 2 to 4. Sundays, we do the 6 to 8. Of course, my show does it too, 4 to 6 before that. Nighttime, 7 to 9. The crew is working around the clock. We've tried to increase the size of the crew. We've hired a few new people that are great, but the crew's working 7 days a week right now. We really appreciate them as well. But we really appreciate you being with us and us with you and spreading the word about these live feeds. So Election Countdown, Taking Back America, with Owen Schroeder, Donna Lorraine, of course, all the other great hosts as well, like Savannah Hernandez, and I pop on as well. So you get plenty of me, don't you? But it's important to be on at night and on Saturday afternoon and Sunday night because so much is breaking. It's key we get on up front, and we're doing it. So here's a couple clips from last night, the new Sunday Live Owen's doing that he'll keep doing after the election's over. He wants to do that. A lot of stations want to pick it up. With Roger Stone on polls, and then also on the election in general. But here is Roger Stone last night on polls.
Roger, let's get political here. I'm seeing an incredible shift in polling right now, and I don't know how much you take into account polling. I know you have to measure it in your own way. We know these polls are obviously skewed Democrat, if that's how you want to phrase it. But even with the skewed polling that said Hillary Clinton 99% chance in 2016, those same skewed polls are now saying Trump is gaining and even ahead of Biden in battleground states. I'm seeing numbers up to 30% of black Americans are going to be voting for Donald Trump when it was less than 10% in 2016. I mean, Roger, if these things pan out, this is landslide victory territory for Trump outside of any election interference. What do you make about those polls? How much stake do you put in those polls as we get closer to the election?
Well, Owen, I am optimistic. I'm a bit more cautiously optimistic than you are, but I do feel that the race is moving his way, the president's way. I do feel that you can see a shift which is trackable in most of these polls. On the other hand, I'm still deeply concerned about voter fraud. I'm still deeply concerned about internet censorship impacting the results. I'm deeply concerned about the rising importance yet again of the corporately owned media. And I'll be candid with you. We need debates. Joe Biden has been a loudmouth bragger, has posed as a tough guy his whole life. Why is he afraid to debate? He shouldn't be afraid. It's cowardly. I mean, the guy needs to defend his positions. He's got a long career in the Senate. He's got 8 years as vice president. He's an experienced speaker and orator. What is it he's afraid of? Why does he fear the non-politician Donald Trump? I don't get it. This guy has to be goaded relentlessly into debating because, in all honesty, his failure to debate might actually hurt him more than a bad debate would.
Okay, now he started getting into the debates there, and that's really the big one. But I totally agree with Roger. They're telling you that Trump is ahead right now because they want you to not go out and vote. They want to tell you, stick with the plan, don't go vote. Trump's got it in the bag. No, he doesn't. We're facing 80 million fake ballots mailed out to gum things up. They're going to contest it. They've said they are. And then try to split the country in two and secede. We're in the greatest crisis ever. We are not in the catbird seat. We are not in the pole position. We're almost there. But we do not have this in the bag. The Titanic, on its maiden voyage, said not even God can sink this ship, and it sank. If we were 20 points ahead, I would say don't be arrogant. We need to be absolutely engaged right now and exposing what's happening. And yes, of course, it's emblematic of the collapsing system that they put a puppet who can't even talk like Biden in. That's because they'll do whatever they say. He's so weak. They want a puppet so they can broker power on who goes in. And you've got Biden running around blaming Trump for the riots. This is incredible. But here's Roger getting into the debates itself. This is really important information. If he won't debate, he should be disqualified. I mean, he can't be our president when he can't even leave his basement. Here it is.
Well, and these debates, specifically the televised debates, ever since they began, have become so instrumental in people deciding who they vote for. Everybody knows that. That's why they become such a big thing. And, you know, with the makeup and the lights, when you talk about the history. But has there ever been a candidate, Roger? I mean, you've been studying politics for more than I've been alive, not to age yet, it's just your wisdom. Has there ever been a candidate that hasn't interviewed for the job of president? Has there ever been a candidate that literally doesn't do press conferences or rallies and is now trying to skip the debates?
We've never seen a candidate hidden to the extent that this one is. This has never happened historically. Now, we had debates in 1960. We did not have them in 64, 68, or 72. Then we've had them in every presidential contest since 1976. It is now a solid American tradition. And people expect it, particularly when there are questions. Let's be candid. There are questions about both candidates. And therefore, people want to see the candidates perform. They don't want to see them given some in-the-lab cognitive test. Let's see them perform in real time. Let's see them under stress in the moment and see how they react to the drama and the high stakes of a vigorous debate. You know, I'll be honest with you, Owen, I prefer to see no moderators. How about no moderators? Let's just let two men go toe-to-toe without moderators.
I totally agree with that. The full clip is at man.video, but Owen did a fabulous job. So did Roger Stone. Speaking of Roger Stone, he'll be on the War Room for an hour on Tuesday night with Owen Schroyer. Find out about that at man.video and on radio and TV stations across the country. Let me just get this out there. If you go back to the Lincoln-Douglas debates or others, the candidates would follow each other around and have dueling speeches that were then in the newspapers before they had TV or radio. And so there have always been debates with presidential candidates. That's why you used to have, in big cities, up to 10 newspapers that were daily. you know, one would come out as the early edition, and one would come out in the morning edition, one would be the afternoon edition, and you'd have the middle of the day edition, and then the dinner edition, the late night edition. I mean, they had all, I mean, they had extras where, oh, you know, sometimes big news is breaking. The New York Times would have three or four, you know, versions that day. And so you'd see them debating and responding in live time in the written word. And people back then didn't put up with it. Sometimes newspapers would get caught changing a quote. Boy, they'd be out of business quick. I mean, you screw people over, you're done. We need to get back to that. But no, now it's just networks telling you what they want you to hear. But the public's been lied to so many times, they finally know the truth. I mean, it was known within hours who the main suspect was shooting Jay Bishop in Portland. And just an hour ago, they had to come out and say the guy is the main suspect. But it doesn't matter because we already knew. So the media's like, oh, we don't know. Oh, an Antifa got shot by a right winger. And everybody knew that wasn't true. But the New York Times was still on Sunday saying that Antifa was shot. Well, when people see that type of garbage, they never go back, folks, with the abuser. All right, I need to hit this Pentagon news and the coup news. And then Joey Gibson of the Patriot Prayer Group that founded it is going to join us with a good friend of Jay Bishop, fallen hero, Chandler Pappas. And by the way, Jay Bishop is a fallen hero. You know, I think Kyle up in Wisconsin is a great patriot and a hero. But he is facing life in prison for defending himself. Jay Bishop didn't even have a weapon. He was murdered. And his family needs to know he's a hero. And he needs our support. We should find out about his family. And we should try to financially support them because these are the type of people we need to celebrate. Who are out there for us in the face of these dirty globalist scum who are trying to intimidate us. And he wouldn't be intimidated. He gave his life in America for free speech against these pieces of garbage. All I ask is listeners to realize how much all of us have paid and fought to even be on the air right now and to not take it for granted. And just share the links to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and just share the links from Band.video and 2020ElectionCenter.com because they banned Band.video on Twitter being shared, but 2020ElectionCenter.com can be shared for now. All the links, those videos that will change the world. But they only change the world if you plant that seed. So please take action. We built it. Will you come? You have come. We appreciate you. God bless you. We'll be right back. Hour number 3.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.